I'm much smaller than the other terns and seabirds, but I still make a huge journey every year to get to Northumberland. I travel all the way from the West African coast, along the west coast of Europe, to get here to Northumberland in May, ready to breed on Beadnell Bay. I pair up with a mate. We have a courtship that includes an aerial display and the gift of a fish. We nest very close to the Arctic terns. They're a rowdy bunch, but there's safety in numbers. They help to defend the colony from nest predators. I lay two or three eggs in a simple scrape in the sand and shingle. We have to sit on the eggs for around 3 weeks, braving any storms that come our way, before our chicks hatch. When they do, we need to keep them fed and warm, especially when the weather is bad. I can dive for fish in very shallow water because I'm so small. It means I don't compete as much for food with the other bigger terns, like those Arctic terns. Our nest and chicks are very precious. We've got to be wary of predators and high spring tides which can wash away our nests. We also get worried when we're disturbed by people, particularly those with dogs. Watch out for signage when you're on Beadnell Bay and give us some space, please. After another 3 weeks, all being well, our chicks have grown and are able to fly. They've learnt how to find food for themselves too. That's when we start heading back on our long journey, at the end of the summer. We'll feed as we go, back down the west coast of Europe and on to Africa.